This gathering is called the Believers' Gathering. And when believers gather, the difference should be clear. When believers gather, the earth should feel it. When believers gather, the kingdom of darkness should tremble. When believers gather, the elements of the earth should feel it. Because we carry a supernatural nature on the earth. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. We bring the kingdom and the agenda of heaven on earth. We allow for God to have his way in the lives of men, women, boys, girls, father, mother, young, old, children, government, communities, states, affairs, marriages, businesses. We allow the kingdom of God to find expression when we gather. That is what happens when believers gather. It should be different. It should not be the norm. When we gather, it should be different. The earth should feel it. The firmament should feel it. Everything in existence should feel it. The spiritual controls the physical. And because we are spiritual beings, we are supernatural beings, we should allow heaven in our space. We should allow heaven in our affairs. God is ever ready to invade the earth. He is ever ready to affect mankind positively. He is ever ready to change the status quo. Is ever ready? The question is, are we ready? Are we willing? Do we want him to invade? Because he wants to invade. He wants his kingdom to come. He wants his will to be done. So that the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our God. That's what he wants. So the question is, are you ready? Are you willing? Will you be a willing vessel? Will you allow God to invade your life, invade your privacy, invade your secret place? Will you allow him? Will you allow him to invade and have his way? Will you allow him? Will you allow him to affect you? That's the question. That remains the question. And someone is listening to me now and saying, you don't even know what my problem is. I am so hurt beyond measure. I don't even know how to recover. My heart is broken. I have been abused. I am shattered. I don't even know how to trust God. I don't even know how to allow God. Where was God when this happened? Where was God when that happened? Where was God? Why didn't he do anything? Why didn't he move on my behalf? Why didn't he change the situation? Why did he allow me to go through this? Why did he allow them to abuse me? Why did he allow them to take my voice? Why didn't he speak for me? I bring the word of the Lord to you. Scripture says that God causes all things to work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So even that hurt you feel, if you let God, he can take it and transform it. He can take it and transform it to raw power. He can transform it to raw power. Raw power. If you will let him, he will take your hurt and use it. Should we go to scripture? Believers in scripture. Did you know how they come? They came broken. They came broken. They came incapable. But God transformed them when they allowed God. When they allowed God. When they let God. No wonder scripture says, let God arise. You have to let him. You have to be willing to let him arise. We have to be willing to let him arise. Let him arise on your behalf. Let him arise in your circumstance. Let him arise in your life. Spiritually, physically, materially, financially, in every way. Let him. Let him. So I tell you right now, right there where you are, standing on your feet, lift your hands, lift your voice, and invite the King of Glory. Invite the Lord of Hosts. Invite him. Tell him you can hear him. Tell him you want to hear him. Tell him you want him. Tell him you want him. Tell him to come. Tell him to move. Tell him to come. Allow him. Allow him. Allow him. Allow him. Allow him. Allow him. Let him move. Let him move. Let him move. Let him touch you. Let him fix you. Let him touch you. Allow him. Ora da bakapa elabaro sate. Hala namako shadabai anamande sate alibaro shadi kapai. Zerondo kosuta alibaro shata ilano makuda bariende kushenda diadosha. Azuda ki parosha tieliba rando kosieteya. Zero ndo kopo ya liba rosha te. Ranye koto ya liba randesha. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. You are free. Holy Ghost. You are free. Holy Ghost. You are free. Holy Ghost. Alabaya lika paradosa. Edodobo shute ya liba rondi kesu. Zero Sataya la barra da bakaya. Ezie katoyo lorobosa. Elana makiele bere de beke sate. Radie sata. Holy Ghost, you are free. You are free. Oh, rada bakaya. Zado sateya. Eliana masotane. Let him. Let him. Let him. Have your way. your place. Take your place. Take your place, God. Take your place, God. Whoa. Take your place, God. Whoa. Take your place. Take your place. Take your place. Dethrone every throne. Take your place. Bring down every throne that exalts itself above you. Take your place. Take your place. Have your way. Take your place. God is ready, ever ready to move. Would you let him? God is ready, ever ready to speak. Would you listen? God is ready, ever ready to move. Would you let him? God is ready, he's ever ready. Speak, Lord, your children are listening. Speak, Lord, your children are listening. Move, Lord, your children are willing. Speak, Lord. Your children are listening. Oh, speak, Lord. Your children are listening. We say, move, Lord. Your children are willing. Move, Lord. Your children. God is ready.
God is ready.
Ever ready.
Ever ready to move.
Say, God is ready.
God is ready.
Ever ready.
Ever ready to
speak. Would you listen?
Would you
attention.
God is ready.
God is ready. He's ever ready.
Ever ready.
Yes. Would you let him?
Would you
let him? God is ready.
God is ready.
Ever ready.
Ever ready.
Would you listen? We say,
speak, Lord.
Your children are here.
Your children are listening.
All it takes is a word from God. One word.
Your children are listening.
We ask you to move on our behalf.
Your children.
place there the door knock. If any will open up. Oh, your problem is just a word away. Say, God is ready. Allow him speak to you. Don't figure it out yourself. You can't. Say, God is ready. Listen to us again. Say, God is ready.
God is ready.
Ever ready.
Ever ready.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Whoa.
I
tell you,
God is ready.
God is ready.
He's ready.
Ever ready. Would you listen? Concerning that matter, tell him to speak. You need the word of the Lord. You need the word of the Lord to come alive inside of you. So if they've told you that you will die, you need the word of the Lord to come alive inside of you, that he says that I will not die but live to declare the word of the Lord in the land of the living. That's what he said. The word of the Lord needs to come alive. They said that you would die of sickness. You speak the word of the Lord. He says, with long life you will satisfy me. He says, by his stripes I am healed. That's what you need to say. They say you won't amount to anything. You said, the Bible says, the Lord is my lifter and the glory, the lifter of my head. He's my glory and the lifter of my head. So nobody has the permission to bring me down. God is my glory. He is my beauty. He is the lifter up of my head. Tell him, tell him, tell him. Let the word of the Lord come alive inside of you. Eliana Masitayela Barada Bayes. Oh, 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 oh. given you clarity. He's given you understanding. He's fixing. All you need to do is allow him. He's fixing. He's fixing. He's fixing. His word brings life. His word brings deliverance. His word brings healing. His word brings abundance. Let him speak to you. Let him speak into your situation. Bring those dead situations. Bring it before him. Let him speak. Let him speak. Allow 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 him change your report. Allow him to change your report. Allow him to change your report. Let him. Let him. Let him. Oh, let him. Let him.
Children. children, Lion of the tribe of Judah, Lion of the tribe of praise, King of all the ages, go on and roar. Lion of the tribe of Judah, Lion of the tribe of praise, you are the King of all the ages, go on. Tribe of Judah, Lion of the tribe of praise, you are the King of all the ages, go on and roll. Lion of the tribe of Judah, tribe of praise, you are the King of all the ages, go on and roar, yeah, Lion of the tribe of Judah, oh yes, I'm talking about Lion of the tribe of praise, you are the King of all the ages, go on and roar, go on, go on, go on, go on, roar, 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 Lion of the tribe of Judah, Lion of the tribe of praise, you are the King of all the ages.
Voice that parted the sea.
the voice that set things in order. When you speak, things are fixed. So go on and roll. Go on and roll. Oh, when you speak, darkness flee. When you speak, thrones surrender. When you speak, when you speak, things align. When you speak, things reshuffle. Yeah.
sleep. So go on and roar, go on and roar. The Holy Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of praise. For me, say, Lion of the tribe of Judah, Lion of the tribe of Judah, Lion of the tribe of praise, King of all the ages, go on and roar. One more time, say, tribe of praise, King of all the ages, King of kings and Lord of lords. Say, Lion, let the lion roar, let the lion roar. Accusing you, who is accusing?
word. And so we speak in the name of Jesus. Dry bones leave. In the name of Jesus, dead bones leave. In the name of Jesus, cancer depart. In the name of Jesus, back pain gone. We understand the power of word. We shape our situation with the power of our word. In the name of Jesus, cancer, go. In the name of Jesus, depression, pack your load and get out. In the name of Jesus, babies are released. In the name of Jesus, understanding comes, revelation comes, clarity comes, light comes. In the name of Jesus, let there be light. In the name of Jesus, move. We have the authority, we have the power. In the name of Jesus, we speak. In the name of Jesus, all authority has been given to that name. In the name of Jesus, barren womb becomes fruitful. In the name of Jesus, blind eyes see. In the name of Jesus, ears pop open. In the name of Jesus, the lame walk. In the name of Jesus, we take over the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, madness is healed. At the sound of our voice, at the sound of the roar of the King of Glory, take your leave. Scripture says the stranger will flee their hidden places. Get out. When the Lord speaks, who else can stand against what is spoken? Oh, it is that same voice that fleshed out creation. That same voice that made light to be. That same voice that separated the firmament. That same voice. That same voice that brought about creatures in the seas, even the one we can't mention, even the ones we don't know. That same voice that made trees to grow. That's the voice we are talking about. He's speaking on your behalf. Scripture says, if the Lord be for you, who can be against you? So if you don't know, the Lord will give you the opportunity. Hear that word again. If the Lord be for you, who can be against you? So I ask you, is the Lord for you? So if you're listening to us, wherever you're listening from, and the Lord is not for you, you have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, lift your hands and say, Lord Jesus, I want you to be for me. I want you to be on my side. And I want to be on your side. Help me. I come to you. I need help. I need life. I ask you to help me. Transform me. From today, you are my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen. So now the Lord is for you. Now you can speak. Your Father is for you. Now you can speak. So I'll give you all 1 minute. Begin to speak into situations that are proving stubborn. Speak into situation at the voice of his command. At the voice of his command. At the voice of the command of God. They surrender. At his voice, they surrender. At his voice, they surrender. Strangers will flee. Strangers will flee their secret places. Strangers will flee at his voice. Speak. Speak with understanding. future is secured in God. Speak over yourself. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Speak over yourself. You have been bought by the blood of the Lamb. Speak over yourself. You live and your souls prosper. Speak over yourself. Esther, you will live and not die. Esther, you will live and not die. Esther, you will live and not die. Hear the word of the Lord. Esther, you will live and not die. Esther, you will live and not die. Elebarosha dieka. Callings. The end has come to failure, repetitive failure over your life. The end has come. Callings. Hear the voice of the Lord. Callings. The end has come to repetitive failure over your life.
Rising.
for joy. No more dryness. Leaping for joy. Declare, say, no more dryness. Yeah. We are leaping for joy. Declare, say, no more
dryness.
Say, we are. As believers, what affects the world doesn't affect us, if only we know, because we are not of this world. That's why I like it. I am supernatural. I am higher than normal. I am not of this world. I'm spiritual, then you know it. Cause I am supernatural. Is that your testimony?
Yes.
I am supernatural. I am higher than normal. I know I didn't teach you guys. I am not of this world. I'm spiritual, then you know it. Cause I am supernatural. I'll say it again. I am supernatural. I am higher than normal. See, I am not of this world. I'm spiritual, then you know it. Cause I am supernatural. So we're going to leave you guys. We didn't teach them this. Right. This is your reality as a believer. When you've received Jesus and the Lord is speaking on your behalf, you're not of this world. You don't operate in this level. You operate from the spirit into the natural. That's your reality. So go in this might. Understand what you carry. There's no use if we don't understand what we carry and put it to use. Is as useless as having nothing. So from this meeting, take what you have now, put it to use. It's not in your name, it's in his name. Try his name. Pray for the sick in his name. Try it. Believe for something in his name. You miss your way, it's not because God is not ready. God is ready for you. He's been trying to direct you. You just allow him. Allow the supernatural in you manifest in your physical.
You are higher, higher than normal. And in the name of Jesus, let's try and end this. We pray for the believers gathering. We pray for Moses and the team. We ask in the name of Jesus that these ones will continually seek you. They won't conform. They won't follow trends. They will find you. They will look for you with all of their heart, and they will find you in the name of Jesus. Their age will not be a barrier. Men will not look down on them because they are young, because you will do mighty things through them. Mighty things yet untold you will do through them. So we thank you for their lives. Bless them. Keep them in the faith. Keep them in the faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For in Jesus' name we pray. So as we leave you, we'll teach you this. We say, I am super, supernatural. I am higher.
I am higher. Higher than normal.
I'm not of this world.
I am not of this world. I'm spiritual, then you know it. Cause I am
super,
supernatural.
Say, I am super.
I am super,
supernatural. Say, I am higher.
Higher than normal.
Say, I'm not of this world.
I am not of this world. I'm spiritual, then you know it. Cause I am
super. Can you say it about yourself? I am super. You are the real Superman. Say, I am higher. Of this world,
I'm
spiritual, then you know it. Own who you are, own who you are. That's who you are in Christ. Say, I am super, super. Say, I am higher, higher. Say, I'm not of this world. I'm spiritual, then you know it.
Yourself.
Are you super?